news. Here we go. Let's play Friday morning.
Fake news.
Fake news. That is the games we plays right around this time every single week to get you to the free, very real tickets, very fake news. Totally free. If you could tell us of the next three stories presented to you professionally, no less. Two of those stories are very actually factually true, happened on this planet in which we live. The other, not so much. If you can decipher, you can sniff out which is the fake news story at 817-877-1921. And be correct about it. We will take you to Billy Bob's tonight, and I'll hang out with you. Let's have a party time. Let's have our own meet and greet.
Yeah.
There.
I'm sure at the bar.
I'm sure the Bellamy's would actually show up to be like, who are we meeting?
I know.
You.
Party.
All right. That'd be tonight. A pair of concert tickets for the Bellamy Brothers. Are we prepared with the three news stories, Heather Lee?
Yes, sir.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Starting with
number one.
You can run, you can hide, but make no mistake, the Karens are still among us. A woman in Colorado loves Halloween and has all the decor outside. A giant minion, a flamingo, fake spiders, and even a 12-foot skeleton. However, someone not on board. A neighbor is grossly offended, called the police over the display, and maybe handling matters all alone. This person has also put their house up for sale.
It escalated quickly. Story number one.
Number two.
Foster parents are the true heroes of society, and Jay Love is no exception. Unfortunately, the circumstance is less than ideal. You see, she's an Uber driver and was dropping off a woman at a club who wanted to get her boogie on. However, babies tend to get in the way, so she left hers in the Uber car. The driver took the little one, went live on social media warning others do not pick up this person, and kept the bundle of joy overnight. Eventually, police got involved, and she had to give the baby back.
That is completely fake. That is story number two. Number three.
Number three.
Going on the road is no joke. You miss the comforts of home, your pets, your family, your sweet, comfy bed, and want to bring it all with you. Blake Shelton knows this better than anyone. On his contract rider, gummy bears, brisket, an assortment of greens to keep his diet on track, and just because he's Blake, a hefty supply of Tennessee whiskey.
There you go. Your three news stories go to you now, first up.
Hi.
Who is this? Where are you?
Chelsea in Hamilton.
Hey, Chelsea. In the Hamilton.
How are we doing there, Hamilton County, today?
We're doing good. We're doing good. How are y'all?
Excited about the cold front, maybe, a little bit?
Yes. It's been nice out here.
It will get for a little bit, and then we're back to 90 plus on Monday, but that's okay. One day.
Yes. We'll all get sick. It's fine.
I can't wait.
It's going to be fantastic.
Chelsea, you're first up here in Friday morning fake news. You got first dibs and pick. One, two, or three. Okay. What do you say is the fake news? Yes. Yeah.
I'm going to go with three because I don't think Blake Shelton eats greens.
Number three.
I like the rationale, whether that is true or not. All right. That's fantastic.
Oh, I'll be honest. Chelsea knows her Blake. Yeah, I think Gwen would disagree, but the real key is what he's sucking down.
This is an audio daily double.
My tour must-haves are vodka.
Vodka.
And that's it.
And that's it.
See, that's it.
That's
yeah.
all he said. Vodka. So she's right about the no greens, too.
She is, correct.
Unless the vodka is somehow green.
I mean, it could be. So
that is the one of the three news stories that if you actually look in perspective and compare it, that one would have been okay if it's true. Because the other two are just, well, one is greatness.
Mm-hmm.
That is how you get rid of a bad neighbor, right?
I know. I'm going to send this to your neighbor.
You not only put your minions to work, but you literally put minions in your front yard.
You need more flamingos up front.
Gosh. All right. And then J-Love, the Uber driver?
Mm-hmm.
Who would have thought that J-Love would not be the problem in this scenario?
She's got love.
Well, it's funny because I am a foster mom. I have a foster daughter, so that was also kind of funny to me.
You didn't find her in an Uber, did you?
I did not.
Yeah, that's
not find her in an Uber.
That's not where the baby goes.
Is it's actually.
I would definitely keep the bit. I would do the same thing. I would take care of it. I can't believe a mom would do that. But you know,
imagine the tip that if you find a baby in the.
She's got to go dancing. You understand.
Oh, I mean, I hope I'm going dancing tonight.
Tonight, Bellamy Brothers on the stage there in Billy Bob's, Texas. That's Friday morning. Fake news. You have stalled it, Chelsea. We'll see you tonight with Hank.
Perfect. Thank you so much.